for example, like here.
Which one should?
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. It is now about 3 months since the suspension of the president, since suspension by the president of Mr. Moyani from his office as commissioner of SARS. There is no end in sight in this saga. The current impasse is obviously bad for tax collection as there is no tax commissioner. One need not be an economist to appreciate that without optimum and stable tax collection, there can never be economic prosperity. The record built up in the last 3 tax cycles when successive and increasing amounts of well over 1 trillion were collected by SARS for the first, second, and third time in the history of South Africa is at risk of being reversed. The entire saga is very complex and confusing, especially in light of multiple inquiries, furious exchange of correspondence, rulings, and confusion added by the media. It has therefore become necessary to put the matter in its true perspective and to give an update for the benefit of the nation, the business community, and all other interested parties. At the heart of this unnecessary impasse is one simple issue: fairness in dealing with a fellow human being, a concept which is best defined by the African philosophy of Ubuntu. In the last 3 months, Mr. Moyana has had to endure every single type of unfairness and injustice imaginable, including, to mention a few, verbal insults, wild and unfounded accusations, unfair suspension, trial by media, parallel inquiries, denial of the basic right to cross-examine one's accusers, the appointment of a biased chairperson in Judge Kate O'Regan, the appointment of a conflicted panelist in Professor Michael Kurtz, an inadmissible affidavit of a hostile minister of an irrelevant portfolio, unlawfully obtained evidence, invasion of his privacy and family space, media leaks from the highest office in the land to embedded journalists, doctored audio tapes, biased leading of selective evidence by disgruntled employees. Ladies and gentlemen, it is against that background that Commissioner Moyana was pleasantly surprised to receive the latest letter from the Honorable President in which, for the very first time, sanity seems to have prevailed. This letter, which he welcomes, was a breath of fresh air. It contains the President's response to a specific set of demands with a deadline of last Friday, which was met by the President. In short, the demand was for the President to stop one or both of the 2 parallel inquiries currently underway, failing which legal action was to have commenced this week in either the High Court or in the Constitutional Court. The cautious and commendable approach is that the President will await the ruling of Advocate Azar Abam SC on the objections raised and which are scheduled for oral argument on 21 July 2018. Before receiving the President's letter, we already held 5 instructions from Mr. Moyani to bring a court application to review and set aside last week's ruling of Commissioner Nugent, based on gross irrationality. Among other irregularities, he refused to excuse Professor Michael Kurtz, who has effectively admitted to his conflict of interest as being the President's personal attorney. That ruling was in any event made by an improperly constituted commission in the unexplained absence of all the appointed assistants to Commissioner Nugent. However, our courts correctly discourage piecemeal litigation, and the President's new approach will thankfully allow for all the unlawful decisions to be attacked in one consolidated court action. What do we mean? To decode the current state of affairs for the benefit of the public, this is what we are saying. In the next 2 to 4 weeks, the president must adopt one of three scenarios and either decide to, one, stop both inquiries, or two, stop one of the inquiries, or three, continue with the two parallel inquiries. There is no other logical choice, ladies and gentlemen. His choice will only be exercised once the president has applied his mind to our correspondence and the two rulings before him. Until then, the future of any current inquiry is up in the air. Due caution will have to be exercised before taxpayers' money can be potentially wasted on processes which may or may not be soon discontinued by the president or the courts. In welcoming the president's well-considered approach and ostensibly respect for his oath to uphold, respect, and defend the Constitution, the previous cumulative and serial and multiple violations of the Constitution have been limited. Now Mr. Moyana appeals for restraint in the ongoing process of gratuitous insults, defamation of character, and all other unfair treatment to which he has been subjected by the media and others who profess to be independent and objective, not to mention fairness. Commissioner Moyana is also filled with confidence and hope that the process before Advocate Bam SC, who understands the importance of basic civil liberties, will be conducted with decency and a keen appreciation of the values of our young constitutional democracy, including fairness and human dignity. As a public lawyer, such values should come as second nature to Advocate Bam SC. For his part, Commissioner Moyana will continue to maintain his dignified silence and only communicate via the good offices of his legal representatives, as currently advised. The time will surely come when he will be called upon to account personally as a servant of the public. His silence must, however, never be mistaken for cowardice, timidity, or a weakened resolve to fight for his rights, for justice, and for fairness. To do so would be a grave mistake on the part of his detractors. In the end, evil never triumphs over good. The current situation will be no exception. This is therefore the time for cool heads and a need to emulate the president's latest approach. The economic future of all South Africans depends on it. Let justice and fairness prevail. Let's all put the era of populist bloodletting, personality-driven vendettas, and abuse of power behind us in this matter. This situation cries out for much-needed decisive leadership and the spirit of ubuntu and fair dealing. Ladies and gentlemen, even in war, there are common rules of engagement and decency. All concerned parties better heed the warning that in South African law, in appropriate circumstances, even a guilty employee can be reinstated to his or her office purely on the basis of procedural unfairness. Thank you for listening.